This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Oh yes, oh yes. Mandithwale iziqhamo nkosiyami ezomoya ngcwele. Hey, nkosiyami bulela M ku Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Mem ukhona enqabe?
Ngikhona budanele nkosi.
All right, make senze ngolhlobo ke sikhawulele wena.
There is radio and radio, and then there is Radio Cape Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Can you hear the difference?
Oh yes, oh yes. 15 minutes past 7. All right. Okanye ke ndingatsho ndithi quarter past 7 usaphulaphule Radio Cape Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Inkqubo at hashtag ithemba. Iqalile ke le nkqubo pha ngentsimbi yesixhenxe. Izawuphela ke pha ngentsimbi yethoba. All right. Igama lam ke ndingu Anele kaGeorgia, umnquluqi kunye nombhexeshi wa le nkqubo. Ukanti ke emnxabeni sinaye ke umama uThomas nguye ke ozawusenzela i-devotion yethu yanamhlanje. Make simamkele enkqubeni. Molo, mem.
Molo, but Anele. Molweni kuRadio Cape Pulpit.
Molweni, mem, ninjani?
Ngegama likaYesu ndiphile saka, ndiphile qethe, umoya kaThixo uyandilonda.
Oh yes, umoya kaThixo uyandilonda. Mem, masibulele lithuba ke sikufumene ngalo, and ke siyazi into okokubana umntu ubhizi, kodwa ke xa kuthethwa ngomsebenzi wenkosi, hayi inkosi yam ukhetha uncama nayiphi na into. Siyambulela ke uThixo ngaloo nto leyo. Kodwa ke mandithathe ezi ntambo mem ndizise kuwe ndikunikeze ke eli thuba wenze oko uThixo akubekileyo entliziyweni yakho.
Amen. Ndiyabulela Anele, mandithine ndizibulisele kwakhona Radio Capacity. Good evening. I love you with the love of God. It's a love thing.
Amen. We love you too.
The passion for my sharing tonight is it's a love thing. First love. First of all, I want to just touch on what we finished with last week. Just to recap on that love, when God convicted us, Revelation 2, Revelation chapter 2 from verse 2 to 4, and I will paraphrase.
Okay, yes. Ma'am, before ndikuphazamise ne, andifuni tu kubekho into engathi ngakukhatha phakathi. Ikhona nje into ebane khatha, mhlawumbi ndiyabona ubana inoba yi-network okanye i-position yale ndawo kuyo.
All right, can you hear me now?
Hello?
You can't hear me?
Yes, ndiyakuva, ma'am.
Uyandiva ngoku?
Yes.
Am I clear?
Uyavakala noko, ma'am, ngoku.
Siyabulela. That is what we call attack. This is attacking the message, and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As we recap, in the first love situation, because it's a love thing, last week we spoke about Revelation chapter 2, from verse 2 to 4, where I will paraphrase and say, yes, you have endured it all, the pain, the suffering, because of my name. However, I have this thing against you, that you have lost or forgotten your first love. Now, when we talk about that kind of first love, I am reminded of Matthew chapter 22. The gist of our conversation tonight is in Matthew chapter 22 from verse 34. I think it finishes off on verse 39. It says the Pharisees gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer at that, asked Jesus a question to test him. And in verse 36, it says, Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Verse 37 says, and Jesus replied, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Now we know that these are the three brains of the human body, with all your heart brain, with all your soul, where the spirit resides, and with all your mind, that Paul speaks about when he speaks about the transition of the mind, when he speaks about the transformation of the mind, that is where it all begins. stage is very important for us to understand that someday when we have time, when it's not devotion time, we shall dwell in this area where the dwelling is, oh my goodness, in the human body. Verse 38 says, this is great and first commandment. Watch this. Verse 39. And the second commandment is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
Oh, yes.
Now, look at this in three different types of love. Undying love. Even in death, when Rita looked at her children that were murdered, that were hung on the crosses, not to any fault of their own, but because there was a covenant between kings, underlying kings, because sometimes the curses that we suffer today are generational curses.
Mm.
Our parents took a debt on us someday, and we have to repay the debt generations and generations later. Someday we will talk about generational curses and how to break these generational curses. Deuteronomy speaks about this. In we shall have more time than devotion, and then we will share with the loved ones of God what these things actually mean in our daily life.
Oh,
we read 2 Samuel chapter 21 verse 10. Right now we find Rizpah there, fanning off birds of the sky and wild beasts from eating and dehumanizing her children while they are hanging on these crosses. You can now imagine how that feels as a parent, watching a child hang on a cross day and night and throughout the harvest season. It is not overnight. It is throughout the season. And if you know what a season is, a season is not 3 days. It normally culminates into 3 months. Against this scorching sun and stormy winds, no day is the same as the next day. I take this Rizpah experience and link it to today. The crosses that our children are hung on today in present life in 2021, they are hung on the cross of drugs. They are hung on the cross of alcohol. They are hung on the cross of rape. And rape goes both ways because our poor children even suffer this. Oh, God help us. Sometimes we have to fend off loan sharks. Sometimes we have to fend off drug lords. And sometimes we fend off Shebeen queens. And yes, sometimes corrupt police, my goodness. And sometimes these chapters, oh, this makes me want to bleed. All in the name of saving our children.
Oh,
and the love of a parent is the undying love. Just because your child is a drug addict does not justify you throwing your child in a dirt bin. In a dust bin, leave waste. In a dust bin, you throw away waste, things that are rotting, things that are dead and smelly, not a living child that is suffering. So therefore, as Rizpah, as a parent, just like the love of our Father God, He never gives up on us. Nobody will be to say zing on the
Ladisagas.
Makes the promise that He shall wash them clean in His blood. Oh Jesus, they shall be washed and washed clean like snow. We're not talking about the blood of animals, brethren. We are talking about the blood that was shed on Calvary, the blood that was shed for free, where we got free salvation and free undying love. Passing on.
Thank
talk
God.
About humble love. Humble love is explained by Paul in this love novel in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You read all of it. The whole chapter is not long at all. But when you focus on verses 4 and 5, it says love is patient and kind.
Love is patient and kind.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. It is not arrogant and it is not rude. It does not insist on its own way. And it is not irritable or resentful. Now we are talking about love that is not even patient. Love that actually resents these days. If you don't do ABC for me, then I resent you. Oh my goodness, sometimes not even because of an expectation that was not fulfilled, but because you have and I don't have. then I start to hate you and even form a hate group against you. Oh, God, help. Abigail and Esther as king makers in the Bible. They married the most fierce king. King makers. I remember Michelle Obama, who was nicknamed as a king maker or president maker. These women, Abigail and Esther, are not even their first love. They are not even the undying love. They are second and third choices with the king. But in the saving their nation, yes, they are set apart for such a time as this to save lives in this time. And they become a living sacrifice that God set apart to appease his God-ordained king. We know the story of Nabal, described in the Bible as a foolish rich man who in his ignorance provoked the wrath of the king David. And he brings war and possible destruction to his people. But Abigail, oh my goodness, there rises Abigail, defined in the Bible as a wise woman. She brings the solution to King David and his men. She executes on a strategy that is saving of nations. And she averts a war and destruction for the entire nation. There are such women that are apart such a time as this. Esther is another one. She takes the crown after Vashti. Vashti is described as a beautiful goddess who dances and the king forgets all his woes. It says that he obviously loved his first wife. However, peer pressure came in, and the foolishness of the king also crept in. Then Esther is thrown into this year. Then Esther probably could not even dance, but the Bible does not say this. She says, because I have to be sacrificed. She gives of herself. She has to save the whole Jewish nation from a deceitful and manipulative man who had his own agenda and had the ear of the king. And this man was trusted by the king, by the way. She sacrifices her own life. She says, fast with me for 3 days. Fast with me for 3 days and tonight. Do not eat anything and drink nothing, for the love of the nation has to prevail. She says, I will cross that courtyard and I will approach the king. And maybe, just maybe, it's a chance. And a 50% chance that I could die. But maybe the king will yield. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Where are such women? Women take pride in sacrificing themselves. There's a man that says, I will speak for the truth. And therefore, I will stand to save the nation. And in this time, I could even die while I'm in this salvation trip and journey. But God that is in me, the God of love that is in me, will also trickle that love was once there on the adversary, the king that I'm facing at this moment. And because of that love that is now rekindled, a nation shall be saved. Oh, my goodness, I must go. Lastly, beloved, the Good Samaritan. We always go past this, the Good Samaritan story, as if it's just another chapter in a novel. I want to call your attention to this particular issue now. A stranger meets another stranger by traveling on a path. It's well traveled by everybody. Think of an N2, an N1, a national road, an N3, an N road where it's a national road. And everybody goes at 120 kilometers per hour, sometimes more than 120 kilometers per hour. But now you have to stop the left lane. You have to stop on the emergency lane because you see someone who was mugged there, a total stranger that you don't know. When last have you stopped for anyone, let alone a stranger, let alone somebody that you know? No one is offering help because we are busy. We are running our daily lives and we are chasing the money because we have the love of money. We are chasing the good life because we have no time to be delayed on this path that we are in. Then you see the wounded and mugged fellow. Oh, the Bible says he was filled with mercy. Love produces mercy, beloved. And he stopped. He took the man to a place where he can be cared for. And he paid his hospital bills. Imagine paying a hospital bill for a stranger that you don't know. And you don't even know if this person ever come back and say thank you, let alone pay you back. When last did you extend a helping hand to somebody who is actually destitute, somebody who actually needs it? not your people that you know and you spend time with, but somebody that you actually don't know, a stranger. When last did you reach out to the neighbor? Maybe a relative. And then this says in Matthew, love the Lord your God first.
In Jesus' name.
Secondly, and this is equally important, there's no one that is bigger than the other. He says, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, if I love myself, I take care of myself. People that know me and are close to me know that I actually manage myself. I pedicure myself. I temper myself. I love me. Now, if I cannot take care of my neighbor, who needs the love and the nurturing? Then 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says, I am just but an empty and noisy vessel. Oh, my goodness. God help us. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory and do so with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, now to him be the glory, to him be the majesty, to him be dominion and authority before all time, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, ma'am.
God loves you, and I love you too.
I love you too, ma'am.
People of God.
I love you too, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Stay true to oneself and stay true to your God, and God shall show you his love.
In Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen. Thank you so much, ma'am, for your time, and we really appreciate it. It means a lot to us. And njengoko benchilo ke ndathi abaphulaphuli beRadio Cape Pulpit mabazilungiselele ndinethemba elikhulu into yokokubana ikhona into endiyithandileyo apha kuwe oyixininisayo into yokokubana thando makhelwane njengoko nawe uzithanda and umakhelwane ke xa umthanda ngandlela zonke. You check umakhelwane ubulele kanjani na, you check umakhelwane into yokubana
utya ntoni. We now look at each other's eyes and we ask how are you today?
And you cut, ma'am, uyaphokoza kule veg, uyaphokoza kule veg unayo, uyayibeka ecandi kwegeyithi pha makhelwane, ndinazo zininzi kawufumane ngexesha uyazi into yokubana azikho zininzi, but
that is the love of God.
Exactly.
That's all that God asks.
Thank you so much, ma'am. May God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
May God bless you too.
All right, mpulapula sekhaya ke ibinguye ke lowo umama Thomas siyabulela kakhulu ngegalelo lakhe apha kwi Radio K Pulpit 729 AM. Makasenza ngohlobo ke ukusela amanzi.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 729 AM. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.